Welcome to How to Make It Work, the radio show and podcast where we dive into real stories of people making life work in their own unique way. I'm your host, Annika. Let's get started. Hello, welcome back to How to Make It Work. Today's guest is someone who works with her hands quite a lot, but also with her creativity. She has found a way to blend art and gardening, from garden design to hand-embroidered vintage denim. Joining me in the studio today is Stina Svensson, the powerhouse behind Sprout Gardener. Welcome to the show, Stina.
Thank you so much, Annika. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And some people actually know you from your own show. You're one of the DJs here at Raglan Community Radio.
Yes.
Your show is called Sweet Tunes for Gardening on Mondays, 3:30 to 4:30. Is that right?
Yeah.
So your show will be on today. I think it's every second week.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I've been on a bit of a summer break. I missed out the last couple, so I'm happy to be back again this afternoon.
So today's theme is the ocean?
Yes.
So what is it going to be about today?
It's all tunes that make me think and feel ocean feelings, basically. It's either the sounds of the tunes sound to me like the sea or water, or it can sound like the way that the light reflects on the water, you know, how it glistens.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like all those little subtle things that make me think of the ocean that I've kind of selected into a show. So it's different genres, but they all with tunes that make me feel like I'm in the ocean. Yeah.
That sounds cool. Do you always have a theme for your shows?
Yeah. So I choose a genre and just stick with that, or I go with a theme where the genre can change, but it's got, something that ties it together.
You also told me the other day that you even do DJing. So you brought your own desk and did some live music on air.
Yes, but it's been a while now. Yeah. I'm due for an actual proper mix. But I'm thinking maybe if I'll do some kind of house show, or maybe like an Amazonian jungle vibe. then I'll bring my DJ controller and
let me know. I would love to see how that works.
Yeah, I'll let you know for sure.
Maybe I can join you on one of your shows too.
Yes, that'll be fun.
Okay, but today we're talking about gardening and art. I guess music is also part of art and your lifestyle. I usually like to start out with a more personal journey. So you're originally from Sweden and you've been living in New Zealand for quite some time now. But what brought you to Raglan? Maybe you can tell us a bit more about your personal story.
Oh yeah. So I had a friend who had moved here and she was like, it's awesome, come visit me. She just moved here with her partner and their young son at the time. He's now maybe 5 or so. Yeah, he's grown up so quickly. And so I was like, yep, I'm coming visit. And then just living on the road for a while, and I just kept coming back to Raglan. And I'm like, and then autumn came around, I'm like, I should probably, it's going to be cold for winter, so I might stay here. And then started working down at the wharf at Tony Sly. And nice. And then I've stayed.
So you've been here for how long in Raglan?
Maybe 3.5 years, something that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was away for a bit in the middle because I went on a bigger trip and I went back home for a while. And so it's kind of like I'm trying to remember how long it's actually been. So it's a bit muddled up, but something like 3 years, yeah.
And when you worked for Tony Slayer, did you do some pottery or what?
I worked in the shop. And also a bit back in the studio doing the glazing and
cool. And what's your professional background? Do you have a degree in art, or what have you been doing?
So before I left Sweden, I studied acting. So but I've always done art my whole life. I've just always been obsessed with drawing and creating and working with my hands, and just always had this drive to make stuff, and it makes me really happy, and it helps me process feelings and relax. And so I didn't really go to art school, but I went to acting school and didn't feel drawn to pursue that as a career, and just felt more drawn to the outside and being active and being myself and exploring what that is, and rather than having to be other people all the time. It's exhausting.
It's so interesting you're saying that. It's so true. When you're acting, you always have to pretend you're someone else.
Yeah,
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
It's so cool though, because it was one of my dreams growing up as a teenager. I always thought about being a musical actor actress. I always thought that was really cool, dancing and singing. And but then, you know, parents come in and they're like, how are you going to make money? You know, is this going to work? So,
yeah.
Yeah. So when did the gardening come into play?
So I've done it all my life. Like, we had a big-ish backyard and we always had to help out when we were kids. Like, our parents were like, come outside, help us out, no matter what weather or seasons. And just being outside and playing. And I've always, love food, flowers, growing your own food, and grew up lots of just cooking a lot and baking and just roaming around. and so it's always been a part of my life. And I started working with gardening about 10 years ago and did it part time. Always had a little gardening gig on the side because I've done lots of different jobs, but always gardening's always been there in the background, and just sort of built up a lot of knowledge around it, and done studies in Rongoā Māori, so learning a lot about all the native plants become a real passion of mine, and how we can help the delicate nature here and
maybe re-establish some of those native forests.
Totally, I've been working on this reforestation project. It's like a farm that it's got some wetland, it's got lowland forests. I've just helped replant that place since 2020.
So cool.
It's so rewarding to watch all the wildlife come back and just seeing it grow. And it's been growing so fast, honestly. It's like, a lot of people are like, oh, native forests grow so slow. But in 5 years, it's like a little ngahere, which is awesome.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit more about that project? So that's based here in Raglan?
It's actually an hour and a half from here. Yeah. It's in the middle of nowhere in the countryside. And it used to be my old neighbour in Auckland, and she just moved to this farm. And I used to work in her garden there, and she was like, do you want to come down, plant some trees? And I'm like, yep. It's evolved from there. So I do, orchard work, veggie gardens, flowers, tutti frutti.
So the Native Forest Project is more like a project with your friend, or is it?
So it's not big organization or anything. It's like she's doing it privately on her land, which is such a beautiful thing.
My boyfriend, he's really into reestablishing the native plants as well, and he has his project is his own, or our garden at the moment, planting a lot of native plants. And he always, when we go on road trips and we drive past those grass patches, you know, just farming land, he gets so sad because all this used to be native forest.
Totally. It's heartbreaking,
So I was actually wondering if there's any other projects where you can just volunteer and help planting. I guess there's some in Raglan too.
I'm trying to think of maybe Kariō Project would have some planting days as well. Because not only trapping, I can imagine they would do some planting as well.
That's what I thought. Do they have a lot of school programs as well?
I'm trying to think of other ones. Maybe we should start one.
Do our research first and then we start our own.
Yeah, totally.
So you already said a bit tutti frutti, your gardening work, you do a lot of things. But what's your favorite thing to do when you get gardening gigs? What's your favorite?
Probably planting. I just love planting trees. And also working with food as well, growing food and harvesting and processing, like the whole journey, like sowing it from seeds, doing cutting and just watching it all grow is just so satisfying.
Rewarding.
Totally. And I love the outside aspect of it, just being out in all weather, being physical, and feeling connected.
Whoops. Ooh, it's windy. I don't know if you could hear that windows slamming, but I also saw on Instagram You had a post that you were remodeling a garden and making it a little veggie corner. So you're also doing some remodeling. It's not really landscaping, but it's more like designing garden,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like garden design. Because I think a lot of people get it mixed up. Because landscape design can be, I suppose that can be more like big stuff, like moving earth and like laying concrete paths, for example, or like more like big excavation where I do more... like garden designs, like so it's just smaller bits, and so they had, there was just this corner where they had this big tank that was sunken into the ground, and it just was a bit of an eyesore in the garden. So my challenge was to like create a garden around it to disguise it a bit and take your eyes from this ugly tank. I love those projects, and being part of it, coming back again and helping develop it and like maybe introduce some other plants, see what works. And I just love the never-ending learning about it. It's just so much, I mean, every day when I'm out working, I'm learning something new, and it's awesome.
Is it learning about plants and gardening, also learning about yourself?
Yeah, totally. all the levels.
Because I really liked how you said you didn't pursue acting because it felt like you're pretending to be someone else. And I feel like it sounds like you've done so many things. You do a lot of art, you do the gardening. Do you sometimes feel like you're still trying to find yourself? Now it gets a bit deep, maybe.
I like that. That's great. I guess it's an evolving journey throughout my whole lifetime and throughout all our lives, I guess, as you kind of like learn more and more and explore and, internally and externally. But gardening really just suits my personality, just being outside, being active, and working with plants. I've worked a lot with people in the past, and what I've learned is that I kind of refuel my energy being more on my own than being around people. So that's something I've definitely learned, like, oh wow, I feel coming home from work, I feel way more I guess you get tired because it's physical, but I feel way more energized in a way that I didn't feel coming home from social works, like working in cafes and shops, and I come home like, oh, I need to have a shower.
I totally get that. Yeah, I think that's something I've learned about myself too, that isn't that introverted versus extroverted, that you gain more energy when you're introverted. You gain more energy when you're by yourself or doing like things by yourself, and then extroverted when you're gaining energy from being with other people.
Yeah.
But I've had similar experiences that I had to rest after being social. Yeah. It depends on the people as well and the group dynamic, but I totally get that. And I think that's true. It's, you know, finding yourself as spiritual as it sounds, but I think it's a progress, you know.
Yeah.
When I was 18, I finished school and I went abroad for a year, and I thought, I'm going to find out what I want to be in life.
Yeah.
Turns out I still don't know what I want in life.
Yeah.
But I think as long as you're doing things you're enjoying and, you know, that bring energy, I think you're on the good way, you know. And you probably, you know, it's a progress. And why would you want to be stuck in what you are today?
Totally.
If you can develop, you know, over time. So what I think is really interesting that you're trying to combine your gardening with art. How does that look like?
Yeah, I'm still kind of working on that. Yeah. And but I'm kind of got this vision of like how we can, because if you look around at your average garden, it's often like this massive football field of a lawn.
lawn and grass, right?
And lawns are a lot of maintenance and don't bring much home for other animals. And they often maybe just only a few insects that can survive. It's not like you can eat grass. So I'm kind of like all about like how can we kind of, I really believe in making things beautiful, not from only from a superficial point of view, but like how beauty can really affect us for our well-being.
Mm.
And by creating beautiful spaces around our homes that not only benefit us as humans, but all the other animals around us, I think that'll bring, yeah, just bring a lot of joy and happiness.
Mm.
And whether you want your garden to feel, make you feel like really calm or energized, or a playground for your kids, like, yeah, I think by bringing in some elements of art, it can just be really subtle, like making a curve, a curved path, or raised veggie boxes that are not square, but they are like round, or just organic shapes, or even having like sculpture and installation, just, brings a lot of joy. So yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Yeah, it's something also my boyfriend and I joke about a lot, that Kiwis really love their lawns.
Yeah.
And they love it tidy, and it only can be grass, nothing else. But it's like what you're saying, it's not, yeah, it's there's no profit for your own well-being or for insects or animals around it. So that's really nice what you're saying, actually. Yeah. and bringing in art for the well-being. So how does that look like? You said you're doing sculptures. Right now you also do a lot of stitching work, and you kind of combine it with the leaves you found. Can you tell us more about that project?
Yes. So my latest art installation I did was for Kaipara Coast Sculpture Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 40 minutes north of Auckland. It's also a beautiful plant centre. So, I highly recommend people to check it out if they're on the roadie up north. And, it's this beautiful big sculpture trail that weaves through different types of gardens. So it's like a 2-kilometre walk, and it's a year-long exhibition. And so this year I made an installation of fallen leaves that I have gathered around where I live, and I've pressed them, and I've stitched a pattern on them, which is all the same on all the different leaves. And then I've made molds, and then put the leaves in there, pour some resin in there, let them set, and sand them, make them more smooth and pretty. And then I've hung them in the entrance of the sculpture garden. So yeah, just create this really, beautiful, welcoming. Yeah,
and it looks really beautiful. I've only seen it on photos, not in real life. But if you, like you're saying, if you're on a road trip and you want to check it out, where is it north of Auckland?
So it's in Kopakopa.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's close to the Kaipara Harbour, Helensville, that area.
And if you're not going up north, but you really want to check out Sina's art, what's the best way to check it out?
Ooh, check out my website that I've made myself, that I'm really proud of, because I don't consider myself a technical person.
Oh, it's a really good website.
Thank you.
I had a look yesterday and it looked really smooth.
Thanks.
Nice.
So a lot of my art is there on sproutgardener.com. And my partner and I did a market stall at the old school. So I had my art there.
Are you going to attend some of the other creative markets as well?
I'm quite keen to check out the yard sale, see if I can participate in that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I do with the vests that I embroider, be cool to, show them there.
Yeah, that makes sense. True. I actually went to visit you at the creative market a week ago, and I saw your vintage denim jackets for the first time, and I actually didn't realize it was handmade, sewed on, like embroidered. So you have vintage denim jackets, but then there's, for example, a huge tiger stitched on, and it must have been so much work. It looks so beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of work.
Do you remember how many hours you spent on that?
I'm really bad at like taking note of how much time I spent, but probably 2-3 months, maybe.
It's crazy. It's crazy how long those things take when you do it by hand.
Yes, it's literally like millimeter by millimeter. You're kind of coloring in with thread. I love it.
I think that's something we forget about nowadays, that, you know, you just buy clothes in the store or online, and if you were to make those quilts, you know, by yourself, by hand, I think you would just appreciate it so much more, and not just, you know, buy quilts in one season and then throw it out for the next season.
Yeah.
And you also use vintage denim, so I guess sustainability is a big thing in your art and work.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, that's why I'm kind of like that installation, just gathering leaves and just stitching and just using threads that were just little cutoffs. I didn't use any new stuff, so I just used what I had at home, making the molds out of just cardboard that I had from just packaging, and just trying to really be as mindful as I can to make art that is friendly on the environment. Mm. Yeah, because I think a lot of, the more I learn about different art practices and how other artists go about, like, it actually can be a lot of waste and lots of bad materials. So I try and really be, mindful of that. And so what I really enjoy doing doesn't have to hurt.
Real people, real life. Free FM 89.0.
Aló, ¿me escuchan, amigos? Soy Denise y te invito a que me acompañes en Aló Taroa, el espacio de la comunidad latina en Nueva Zelanda. Pero también para quienes se suman a estas historias que nos inspiran, emocionan y nos hacen reflexionar desde esta hermosa isla del Pacífico. Me escuchas todos los sábados a las 7 de la noche por Free FM 89.0, pero también te invito a que me sigas en redes sociales como Aló Taroa. Te espero. Adiós.
Are you right into the blues? How about country music? We have space on our schedule for a couple of really well-focused and thoughtfully produced shows covering both blues and country. You'll have to do way more than just play your favorite tracks. We need people who really know their stuff about the music and can put together a show that's engaging and interesting. Think you've got it? Get in touch with me, Mike Williams, Program Director here at Free FM. Email pd@freefm.org.nz or give us a call.
What else were you selling at the creative market? There were other little things.
Yeah, we had houseplants and pots that we had painted, and seed packets that from plants, veggies that I've grown and collected the seeds myself, and vintage tools that my partner has restored, and we kind of painted it as well. And what else? Bromeliads. and some gardening clothes as well, just like dungarees and shorts. And
I would actually really love to see your garden. Your own garden must look so beautiful. Do you have a garden?
I live right in the middle of the bush, so I don't have a garden.
It's a huge garden then.
Yes, exactly. I can just roam. There's nothing to, not much to maintain. I love that I don't have a lawn. Yeah. And I love it. But obviously my, I don't know if it's an English expression, but my fingers get itchy. I was like, oh, I just want to have a garden and get started. So I do have lots of pots, and I try and grow as much as I can in the pots, which is a bit of a challenge, but I enjoy a challenge. And just kind of like how to make it work, growing in pots. just kind of, just love observing all the trees and shrubs around me and the cycles that they go through every year. And I learn a lot through that. And it's all native bush, so then I can learn more about those plants. So it's kind of like, it's quite a gentle way of gardening. It's kind of like always every year, like the trees grow, it's like they want to hug the house. I still have to cut around a little bit, so it'll end up, it's amazing how fast it grows.
And because that's something I'm wondering, and I think a lot of people feel when they kind of make the hobby their job or their work, then they don't feel like doing it as much anymore or doing it at home. But it sounds like you kept the spirit. So what do you do to keep the spirit of gardening up?
I guess I'm quite happy because I guess I always enjoyed gardening and growing food and flowers, but it's never been like, I think I've enjoyed the art making more, so there was never really that, it didn't really I think it was if I gave, if I wanted to work with art 100%, I think that would probably kill the buzz a little bit because there'd be so much pressure of having to make a living out of selling your creative pieces. Whereas, I think I just keep falling in love with gardening more and more. So it's like, yeah, it works out perfect. And I was actually thinking yesterday, I was like, what on earth would I do if I wasn't gardening? Like, I don't know. So it just like, I feel like I've finally found my thing.
Oh, that's amazing. So happy to hear that.
Yeah, thank you.
And like you're saying earlier, it can get quite physical. It's really physical work and hands-on. What do you do to relax?
I'm so bad at relaxing. I guess someone told me the other day, I'm an active relaxer, and I'm like, ooh, I can identify with that. Like, yeah, I'm kind of like, find it hard to really sit still for a long amount of time just because I'm so used to moving. I love reading. I love going to the library, walking out with a massive pile of books like it's a workout. And, yeah, walking down to the sea and just sitting there, going for swims. Surfing is not relaxing, but I guess that's kind of like really just being super present in the ocean.
Kind of clears your head.
Yes, yeah, totally, 100%. Yeah. So, and just stitching is also kind of relaxing, listening to music, and yeah.
Have you started surfing here in Raglan, or have you surfed before?
Yes, I was surfing before.
In Sweden?
No, no surf there. Too many countries in the way.
Yeah.
I think if you want to surf there, you need some pretty bad stormy weather for there to be waves, and then they'll be very scrappy.
And pretty cold probably too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I once saw some two guys in January, which is in the middle of winter over there, and they were literally coming up with their beards with like had icicles in them. I was like, oh, nah, not for me.
Did they just go for a swim or?
No, they were surfing.
Oh, yeah.
They were frothing.
Well, good on them.
Yeah, yeah. But it's awesome to be here.
So at my show, How to Make It Work, we also talk about the business side of things. So what has been the biggest challenge of running your own business, and what helped you pushing through?
Let's see. I think it just kind of like, yeah, just kind of learning as I go, because I've never run my own business before, so I've had to learn a lot of new things. Everything from like getting all the invoicing and like learning all that program stuff and how to... another challenge. Yeah, I guess it was this last winter was pretty quiet. So it's kind of like, I'm just kind of have to like, try and live as cheap as I can. And like, but then obviously in spring, more things start to growing and I got some more clients and it's been growing really well since then. So, now I'm just really happy that I can make it work and feel really grateful. Yeah.
It's true, gardening is quite seasonal actually. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. But it's actually here, there's always something to do like all year round, which is awesome. I love it because you get a break from weeding in winter. You can just prune heaps of fruit trees and climb trees and help them out. So that's cool.
It's not like back home, I guess, in Northern Europe. It's a bit different.
Yeah, then everything is dead. I guess, and also finding another challenge has been kind of finding that balance of, because of it being so physical, finding a balance of looking after my body and just making sure I get enough energy, having appropriate amount of snacks and lunch and water, sun protection, sorting out, getting that rest and... So that's kind of been a bit. I've started gone back into yoga again, so I just need to like really stretch out. Even though if I'm moving at different angles all the day, it's still good to have yoga to really just
That's something that happens to me too when I'm in the zone. I forget to eat and I just work for hours.
Yeah.
And my stomach is kind of grumbling, but it's, you know, you can just push it away.
Yeah.
Where do you do yoga? Do you just do it yourself at home or?
I used to, but yeah. I think it's good for me to have a bit of a committing to going somewhere because that helped me get in a bit of more of a routine. So I've just started going back to the space.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should start taking classes there too. I actually do yoga classes at the gym.
Oh, cool.
Which is really nice as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's good to have a routine.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would never do it at home.
Nope.
What else? Ooh. I guess also it's really good to have your clients because you always return to the same clients. Yeah.
Yeah, and I love it. All gardens are different and they teach me so much and I get so invested in them and I just want to make them shine and thrive. And yeah, I get really, into all of them,
How has the feedback been so far from the community here in Raglan?
Oh, it's been great. Yeah. And yeah, I just feel really grateful. All my clients are so lovely and No, it's been great, yeah.
And do you have a vision for the future of Sprout Gardener?
Yes. I want to get into more design work because I guess the older I get, the more I need to look after my body because I know that I can't do this forever. My wrists and stuff will probably get quite... Oh, yeah, as you get older, things start hurting. By doing design work, I can have less super physical work. Mm. But also through the design work, I will be able to, because I'm super passionate about just helping the environment and why not doing it through our gardens. Because we're just ticking so many boxes, like we help ourselves, we help the environment and the community. So through the design work, I can help people, do that. And and also as a creative outlet as well. And yeah, I'm hoping to get someone on eventually help me out. Yeah.
Someone who can do the physical stuff and then you focus on the design.
And sometime in the future. Yeah. But yeah, it's been growing really well. So I'm looking to get someone on as a casual. So
and
growing it slowly.
Do you have any more any more art gigs coming up?
Let's see. Not at the moment, but I'm working on some applications. So we'll see. Hopefully some of them will come through.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Working with art, there's a lot of, like, you just apply for so many things and you get so many no's. And, like, every now and then you get a yes and then it's like, sweet.
And it's so hard to stay motivated when you're applying for so many things and you put in so much effort and you hear so many no's. It's a bit similar to journalism. So my background is in writing and journalism and I'm pitching a story right now, which I think is super amazing. And I've had interviews and I've talked to people about it and I've been pitching since last year, November, which is not that long, to be honest. The first time I was pitching like to 10 different outlets and none of them got back to me, not even sorry, you know, like, sorry, we don't have the place for the story. And not even on a follow-up mail. It's a bit frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah. When it's just zero.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I was wondering if my email address doesn't work or if it just ends up in their spam or whatever. But I think that's just how it is and you have to deal with it and you have to remind yourself that the work you're doing, your art, is actually great.
Yes.
And there's always other reasons. Don't take it personally.
Yeah. Yes, that's something you had to, like, learn early on. Yeah. I remember the first few rejections you get and it's like, oh, it hurts so much. And it really becomes like, you're lucky when you have this amazing idea of something and you're like really like so pumped to turn it into a reality or a project. And then you're like, ah, damn it.
So keep on applying, crossing fingers for you and your art.
Thank you.
And I feel like I wanted to say something else.
Oh, I remembered actually something more that I have for the future, but maybe the near future.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about hosting a seed bomb making workshop.
Oh, nice.
So I haven't found a venue yet, but it's been on my mind. And because I'm quite curious about rewilding the place.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah. So I'm thinking just to like to help all the insect population, which is, you know, everything is so connected. So by helping the insects, you help the birds, and like eventually, yeah, everything. I think you got to come back to how everything is connected. Mm. And so I love the idea of creating little mini meadows in lots of different spots. So by making seed bombs, you get a bit of soil, a bit of clay and seeds and a bit of water, and you just kind of roll it all together, and then you can just go out for a walk. Check it. Hopefully there's be a nice little flower patch there. And yeah, and I was thinking of like, oh, this would be a great thing to get people together and, yeah, teach people about some different plants and what will be beneficial for bees and butterflies, for example, and then just make it together, get our hands dirty. And then, yeah, you can just take it back to your garden or, yeah, put it in some boring car park spot where there's a little patch of grass, you know, just make things.
That's such a good idea. And I think Ragnan is the perfect place to host a workshop like that, because I think a lot of people are very like environment minded and they love to gather and do community stuff. I wonder who you could talk to make it happen.
Yeah, I'll have to have a think about that. I guess the older school has lots of different spaces to host workshops. So
So if you're into making seed bombs and you want to support Stina with a workshop, maybe you can reach out. So best way is through the website sproutgardener.com.
yeah, and I'm also on Instagram at sprout_gardener. Yeah.
I remember the one thing I wanted to talk about, because on your website I saw that you did some illustrations too. And you published a little surf story in a surf magazine.
Yes.
That sounds so cool. Is that a main part of your work, or are you focusing on other things?
But in my creative practice.
Yeah, the illustrations.
I think I'm always got some little, I'm just kind of doodling around, you know. But at the moment my main focus is more on embroidery. But I definitely would call myself a multidisciplinary artist. I can't stick to one thing.
No, that's so cool.
And I would love an opportunity. I'm looking for in the future would be to like use illustrate like an album cover or a book cover, a beer can. I'm looking for like a little sort of design opportunities for what I'm looking for this year. Some kind of,
Another shout out if you're looking for someone to design your brand or beer can or, well, mainly garden, I guess. Reach out to Stina. Thank you so much for coming to my show today, and stay tuned for Stina's show as well. Sweet Tunes for Gardening from 3:30 to 4:30. Today the theme is ocean. Thank you for coming, Stina.
Thank you so much, Annika.
You've been listening to How to Make It Work with me, Annika. Catch us live on Ragnan Community Radio every Monday at 12:30, or listen anytime on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Until next time, keep finding your way and keep making it work.
This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.